Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Guten Abend zum Kunstradio. In der heutigen Sendung und auch nächste Woche können Sie Radiokunst aus den USA hören. Sounds from Chicago. Produziert von ESS, Experimental Sound Studio, einer Gruppe junger Künstlerinnen und Künstler aus Chicago, deren Anliegen es ist, die Entstehung experimenteller, radiospezifischer Kunst zu fördern und ihr innerhalb des US-Hörfunksystems Raum und Gehör zu verschaffen. Als erstes ein Radio Portrait.
In this first portrait, Don Malone is seen with his trombone. He directs the Electronic Music Studio at Chicago Musical College of Roosevelt University. This photo might seem like his electronics, but there's no trick photography here. It's all slide trombone.
Thank you.
That was a radio portrait of Don Malone.
Als nächstes, Radio Dada Visits Sounds from Chicago von John Corbett.
Der Bebe. Der Bebe. Fünf. Der Bebe. Fünf. 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 Fünf.
Oh, Judge, let everybody rise. In walks the beast, dressed up in disguise. Up walks the pig with his little badge of tin. Out goes the cry, bring the prisoners in. Stand at the bar, and ones and twos and threes. All right, DA, read out the charges, please. Hush up, defense, I hear not what you say. Guilty are all assembled here today. 50 are here. But just one face is pale. Crazy mixed up kid, what are you doing in jail? You robbed the bank? Well, that's no serious crime. My Uncle Jesse James did that all the time. Now what did these blacks and Puerto Ricans do? He stole some bread and he a pair of shoes. He would not budge when the policeman said to move. They all must get time, there's nothing else to do. He had some dope and this one had a gun. This one was drunk, out looking for some fun. These few are mad, they speak of liberty. They are a threat to our society. They are organized into a terrorist band. Cut off their heads, their body cannot stand. Lock this one up and execute this pair. Gag this one's mouth and put him in the chair. Take them away, the pen must be their fate. We must provide free labor for the state. We need some more policemen on the beat to keep these hoods and criminals off the street. This is the brand of justice in the court. A special brand for poor folks to exploit. A brand replete with treacheries and flaws. A mockery of justice and law. Made to protect their mountains of gold and all the other wealth that they have stole. No sense of shame for the way they behave. Just a driving desire to exploit and enslave. But a new day is coming. support the oppressed. A desire to have all of their grievances redressed. They'll sing a new song in a whole different tone. Everything would improve if they'd leave us alone. There's no limit to the things we could do. We run our own courts, our own government too. A well-organized state is what it could be. One nation of black, independent and free. One nation of black, independent and free. One nation of black, independent and free.
And you land in jail. robin without its wings, and the song nobody sings. To the ivy no one clings, but I am.
They do not know. Change is inevitable. Fashions will be made and unmade as far as we can foresee. But there are extremists and exhibitionists who flagrantly defy standards, principles, laws, morals, modesty. There is, among other things, good taste to be considered. As Alexander Pope said it, "Be not the first by whom the new are tried, nor yet the last to lay the old aside." But the crux is the difference between what is a principle and what is merely a preference. There are some foundations that are firmly fixed. If not, there is nothing that anyone can measure by or count on, except his own preference, his own mood of the moment. And that, of course, is chaos. There are some foundational principles, some standards, some basic qualities of character, without which there is no progress, no assurance, without which no society or no person is safe. Honesty, morality, respect for law. Such things don't go out of force, even if, with some, they seem to go out of fashion. It is so easy to tear down, so easy to reject, so easy to discredit. But the commandments are still there. Causes and consequences are still there. And if we tamper irresponsibly, ignorantly, or even innocently with the basic laws of life, we shall find to our sorrow why the commandments were put up in the first place. As to modesty, morality, chastity, honesty, and honor, one cannot break away from the basic foundations and have assurance for the future. Paul said it in a strong, short sentence: "Let all things be done decently and in order." Don't ever take a fence down until you know the reason why it was put up. The seasons brings all of us at times to think upon the length of life as friends and loved ones come and leave, and as we ourselves face all with such uncertainties. Not one of us knows how long he will live, how long his loved ones will live. "No man can be ignorant that he must die," said Cicero. "Nor be sure that he may not this very day." But beyond all this, beyond all suffering, there is evidence everywhere to quiet our hearts, to give us peace and faith for the future.
Thank you. This is your life. Listen to it.
The chances are that many men and women may die years ahead of their time, but not from cancer, tuberculosis, diabetes, or some such disease, and not from an automobile or other accident,
but more likely from a brain stroke, a heart attack, or failure of one of the other vital organs resulting from some circulatory disorder.
I say this because according to U.S. government figures, more than half of the people who die in this country die from ailments associated with the circulatory system.
You've been listening to Radio Dada visits Sounds from Chicago, curated by John Corbett. Sounds from Chicago is produced and distributed by the Experimental Sound Studio, a not-for-profit organization for the promotion and production of innovative audio art.
And long before they die, they may be incapacitated for months or years, confined to bed or in a hospital, unable to enjoy what should be the best years of life, the years after 40.
This is not a happy picture to paint for someone who loves life, who wants to live to a ripe old age, who wants the years after 40 to be the happiest and most fruitful years of his life.
Sounds from Chicago is funded in part by the Experimental Sound Studio, a city arts grant from the Chicago Office of Fine Arts, and the Illinois Arts Council.
Such poor blood circulation cannot be remedied by a prescription, vibrator, slenderizing parlor, or health studio.
Don't be kidded by anyone
into believing that the disastrous results of poor blood circulation can be avoided by doing something contrary to what nature has prescribed since the beginning of time.
The best informed man on the subject of how you can stimulate your sluggish circulation daily,
in the privacy of your home,
without engaging in strenuous exercises,
is your local Exercycle Man. If you are really serious about helping your blood circulation, see him at once.
Invite him into your home for a heart-to-heart talk
on this vital subject, which may mean so much to your future life and happiness. The services of the Exercycle Man are free. Sound advice now about stimulating your circulation may save you years of suffering, years of unhappiness and tears. You'll find the Exercycle Man's card enclosed with this material. Send for him now, before it's too late. And thank you for listening.
Radio Dada visits Sounds from Chicago von John Corbett. Und nun noch ein Radio Portrait von Elise Kermani.
This next 4x5 is a voice artist, Elise Kermani. If you look closely, you might even see her daughter smiling in the background.
Ha ha ha.
Elise Kermani, wearing her multicolored FX. That was our last portrait for today. We have seen a different face of a few of Chicago's artists. This is your host, Elgin DeGuerro, for Sounds from Chicago, with an album of radio portraits, curated by Don Malone. Sounds from Chicago is a series of radio programs curated by artists from diverse ethnic and aesthetic groups in Chicago. This series is produced and distributed by the Experimental Sound Studio, a not-for-profit organization for the production and promotion of innovative audio arts. Sounds from Chicago is funded in part by ESS, a city arts grant from the Chicago Office of Fine Arts, and the Illinois Arts Council. Happy tunes!
In der heutigen Sendung brachten wir Radiokunst aus Amerika, Sounds from Chicago, produziert von ESS, Experimental Sound Studio in Chicago. Diese Reihe setzen wir nächste Woche fort. Guten Abend.
Das Museum in Progress präsentiert
das Kunstradio Wochenhoroskop mit Daphne Courier.
Sie kommen möglicherweise nicht so rasch voran, wie Sie sich das gehofft hatten. Das sollten Sie nicht als Niederlage betrachten. Mars in einem harmonischen Aspekt zu Ihrer Geburtssonne bedeutet, dass Sie in einer beruflichen Frage sehr dynamisch vorgehen. Sie haben da auch beachtliche Erfolge. Sprechen Sie doch aus, was Ihnen vorschwebt. Sie werden nur dann Erfolg haben, wenn Sie endlich handeln. Gehen Sie unbedingt auf ein interessantes Angebot ein. Je aufgeschlossener Sie jetzt sind, desto besser ist es. Einiges sollten Sie noch mal genauer überdenken. In der Liebe haben Sie viel Glück. Sie sind erleichtert. Sie sehen derzeit alles wieder wesentlich klarer. Wie lange wollen Sie sich noch Zeit lassen? Gehen Sie die Dinge noch mal in Ruhe durch. Dann aber sollten Sie endlich handeln. Dass keine Veränderungen in Sicht sind, macht vieles leichter für Sie. Sie sehen in einer beruflichen Frage wieder alles wesentlich klarer. Nehmen Sie nicht alles als gegeben hin. Sie haben genaue Vorstellungen davon, was Sie jetzt wollen. Dank Ihrer Initiative kommen Sie besonders rasch voran.